It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
With all of the focus on animals, you know, let me share with the community just how active our community service officers have been, along with patrol officers. So in the first third of this year, we've handled 456 animal calls. That's a lot of calls. We all know that Parsons has some animal challenges with feral cats and dogs being let to run loose. And occasionally we have some skunks and possums, the whole spectrum of animals to deal with. And in the first third of the year, we have had 68 dogs taken into custody, 52 cats. We've investigated 5 animal bites, picked up 47 dead animals, trapped 47 feral animals, issued a few citations, and impounded a few vehicles along the way. So our community service officer is really being as responsive as he can be in the city. And I'm hearing great reports for people seeing his CSO truck out and about in every nook and cranny in Parsons.
Talking about animal issues, had an incident involving the death of a pet that belonged to one of your officers. Has that been resolved?
No, it's still under investigation. That was Ranger. And of course, then we also had a series of other animals that were also brutally killed, Blue and Drago. At the beginning of the year, we continue to whittle down our list of persons of interest in that case. We're working with a psychologist who is putting together a psychological profile of the individual. We want to share that with the community here in the very near future. We still have a reward that totals $39,000 on the books. Some people would say, wow, that kind of money in this town, you ought to be able to instantaneously get somebody to roll over. And I think when we release the psychological profile, that's going to indicate that this kind of an offender is going to be an introvert, somebody who holds information close to their chest. They're not going to be ones that are out and about, you know, in the bars, spouting about how they, killed animals or why they did. And so while the reward is exceedingly helpful in keeping level of pressure and public limelight on the case, it may by itself not be the only trigger. And of course, we still have forensic evidence, which is out at a private laboratory out of state, which is taking longer than we would like to actually process to see if we can get some usable results from that as well.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.